Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Gary, the patient. Bringing this back, ladies and gentlemen. That's Jerry with a G. From the Wayback Machine, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm kind of from the Wayback Machine myself. Let me put it this way. My gray hair is not premature. John Bradbury is our guest. He's our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success. His website is readyfounder.com. I encourage you to check that out. John, thanks again for staying with us. We're coming up to the last trimester of the year, John. And this period has to serve two purposes, right? We have to make a major push to close out the year, but we also have to get ready to mount the launch of the next year, right?
That's right, and it's kind of balancing the short term focus and the longer term planning and development. And you know, I find it's a fascinating time of year. You know, when I was a kid, I grew up in Alabama, where in a big university setting with a big football team. So the fall, you know, in addition to being back to school, it was the kickoff.
They have football in Alabama?
They do. They play it with this little brown object that's not quite round.
Oh, yeah. I think I heard of that. Okay, go ahead.
And, you know, but even back to school and kind of gearing up and coming off the summer where most business owners hopefully use a little bit of the summer to spend time with family and recharge. Now it's kind of get back in the saddle and not only determine how you're going to have a very strong finish to your calendar year, but this is the time over the next few months to position your business for a great 2014. If you're dealing in a business-to-business world, most of the budgets will be wrapped up over the next couple of months for next year, and thinking about who are the decision makers you want to be getting in. Well, first of all, what's the business mix you want to achieve, let's say, by the end of 2014? Many of these may be very long cycle kinds of sales processes. And who do you want to be getting in front of over the next few months? Not necessarily trying to do a quick sale to add to your bottom line this year, but planting the seeds and positioning your relationship for a great 2014. So it's that, and it may not be prospects for actual customers. It may be key partners that you need to develop for your business. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I remember, you know, back when I don't really have that many year-end goals as I used to when I worked for bigger companies, and you know, everything was this year, and January 1st you could have been a hero in the previous year, but January 1st you're a bum again, you know. And so I remember those
right.
days,
what I did
like about this period of time was that whenever someone, believing that I was going to be in business next year, I was going to be doing the same thing next year, whenever I was working on a project and the timing wasn't going to be such that it looked like it might not close this year, I always kind of settled down and said, okay, maybe that'll help me have a great January. I'll get off to a good start.
Right, right. And, you know, there are certain
things. And what that did, John, was that helped me to not put undue pressure on the customer.
Yes. Well, you never want to take your eye off the core delivery of your services and being sure that your current customer is satisfied.
Right.
But, you know, one of the advantages of a smaller business or a private business that, you know, is that you don't have to be held to tight monthly targets, tight quarterly targets that may not be in the best long-term interest of your business. And so you're free in a way that many in a corporate setting are not, to really think strategically about what do I need to be doing in September, October of this year that could accelerate our business to a completely different level. But that may not happen until 2014.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, that's an excellent point. And so, folks, in the last 4 months, you know, focus on wrapping up the year. Do whatever you can to get those people. Because you know what? I mean, they may not be prospects in January. You got to always remember that. And then focus on getting next year started with a bang. Hey, John, thanks again for being here. Good job. Well done.
My pleasure. Always enjoy talking with you, Jim.
John Bradbury, ladies and gentlemen, ReadyFounder.com. Check out his website. It's a good one. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages, after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.